Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? It's your girl, Monique Leray, and this is The Startup. I'm in the house with one of my colleagues that I've known. How long have I known you, Alicia?
15 years?
15? Maybe. It's been a long time. Jackie P and Joanne Gabrek-Schumann is how I met you.
MTV. Yeah, when you were on
with
Next.
Angela.
And I was doing parental control.
I mean, 100 we still years. Need parental control.
It was one of my first casting gigs. Before that, I was a producer.
Okay, that's right. Okay, so welcome to The Startup, you guys. I'm so excited. This is Alicia Good from Damn Good Casting. What's up, girl? Wait, is it still Damn Good?
Yeah, well, I think so.
With a little devil tail?
That's right.
So, because you probably got teased being so good growing
up. Oh, my entire life. Yeah, pretty much.
Well, tell the listeners, you know, it's a beautiful day, but do you like this view? I always ask.
It's actually not bad, yeah.
So thanks for coming all the way. She's so fancy. She lives in the Hollywood Hills. Is that all right to say?
Yeah.
And she came to the Dirty Valley for me.
I bought it a long time ago. I don't think I can afford to live there now.
Oh, my God. See, that Southern twang, you heard it right. Alicia is from the South. Tell the viewers and the listeners a little bit about your background and then how you landed in Hollywood.
I grew up in Texas. At age 23, I moved to New York. Okay. I was an intern at MTV in New York. Actually, that's really where I got my start.
In Times Square.
It was the best. I remember, like, the first week, I was just dumbfounded because, like, you know, James Brown and Cindy Crawford, you know, all walked in and Janet Jackson. I was like, every day my jaw would be on the floor. It was just so much fun because I worked in talent.
So wait, you woke up one day in Texas and you just like closed your eyes and put your finger on the map and you went?
I knew I wanted to be in film or television somehow. And a friend of a friend worked for the talent department at MTV. She said, come work for me. And I just said, why not? So I did it. I picked up and moved. I was 23 years old. And I was told the minute I arrived in New York, don't look up. They'll know you're a tourist. So I tried very
just look hard. Right here.
tried to be unfazed and not be that tourist, you know.
I mean, it's hard not to look up, though. Even though I've been there and I've lived in New York also, I still look up.
Yeah, It's hard not to, but I was so afraid. This is all pre-9/11 and, you know,
right.
Crime was high in New York.
And, running rampant.
And you're going to look like a tourist and you're going to get robbed. But I feel like New York's much different now. It's much safer.
I feel super safe there, don't you?
I do.
Like, you're alone, but you're not.
Yeah.
It's a great place to mourn a breakup. Because you can be alone in your head, but still be around people.
It's the best.
Okay.
It's the best.
We have been through so many crazy things together. I want to give people a little glimpse of like what reality TV is like, if we could, without getting sued.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because we have to sign this crazy fucking...
Yeah, I'm always like, don't get me in trouble. Because, I mean, I want to talk about everything I'm doing, but I can't always reveal.
Don't do that. I don't want to get any cease and desist.
I can't reveal always which network I'm casting
it's
for.
It's like from the makers of... We'll get into that craziness. Okay, so listen, you guys. This is called The Startup, but what you don't know is when you get hired on one of these shows, you get a little piece of paper that kind of looks like this. From the producers of, by the way of, and it's that's all you get. And they're like, hey, do you want to go to Nebraska tomorrow? I need you to find me two blondes, a little person, and a sailor.
A hot single farmer.
And a hot single farmer with 15 kids. Yeah. Right? And they've got to pass background, MMPI, and they need to get on a plane next week.
Yeah. MMPI is a psych evaluation for those who don't
know. Which we need one to work on these shows. But
yes,
it's fun.
Probably. Most casting people should be required to take an MMPI test. Like, most of us would be great TV.
I mean, we should be doing one, but we don't want to spill all our tea behind the scenes. It's a small group of us, by the way.
Yeah, we all know each other. But I always jokingly say I'm paid to judge people for a living, but that's really kind of what I'm paid to do.
It's kind of fun, you guys. All right, so getting back to all that. So, you know, they'll hire you, and you're only as good as your last gig. So you put on there, and that's why when you see, like, if you go on Alicia's Facebook page, plug your pages, by the way.
Well, I mean, I've tried to specifically do a few things. I mean, I have Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I have my own personal pages, but obviously I have my damn good casting. But then I've started, you know, like recently I'm casting identical twins, and I've just realized I'm going to start, you know, getting these twins following me, so that the minute I have twins, because twins are always something that we want.
Always want a twin.
Always, twins are great. So I'm like, create a page, everybody. If you want to be cast and you have a special skill or talent.
Stand out to us, yeah.
You know, if your kid is a chef, create a Facebook page. Have that parent, you know, monitor it. But
that's,
you know,
right.
Create a page. But, you know, if you're a twin, create a twin page. You know, do all that stuff. It's just about... It's about exposure. We are always searching.
Digging and searching. And yeah, it's true. And we've got a caller that just called in a little early, which I love, but she's going to be talking to us in a moment.
Okay.
Okay. But just to round out what Alicia was saying, we get hired to find those needles in the haystack. And I remember back in the day when we still had the Thomas guy. We didn't have Google Maps.
Oh, yeah.
This is 2000 when I started with Sam Rima with Lover or Loser. Okay. And I had to break out the Thomas guide to find a Thomas streak guy or something. It was crazy. And Thomas faxing guy. Casting notice to 24-Hour Fitness.
Oh, yeah, faxing.
So we would, we're the we find the diamond in the rough. Like, who has a fax?
You know you're making us sound really old.
Girl, but we built this genre. What do you mean? It's been 20 years for me.
Yeah.
Susan Salgado, shout out to you. She and I and Sean Antonio, which I had here last week and which you would have loved to see, we all started in 2000, and that's how we would do our castings, like, yeah, faxing. And you jump on a plane, and you would just hustle.
It, yeah, was
just, so the startup is a startup in casting. Oh, every, really? Show is a startup, wouldn't,
oh,
you say?
Very cool. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, yeah, every new show is different.
Like, it's a startup, but you have, yeah, to start it up from a piece of paper.
Absolutely.
So tell people what you love most about producing and finding talent, because I'm sure that they want to know.
My honest favorite thing that I've learned from doing my job is that it's made me a much nicer person, a much more empathetic person, because, yeah, I have to be able to talk to people from all walks of life,
yeah,
and hear their story, and just getting to know these people. Like, I've made some people, friends with people that I would have never,
yeah,
imagined when I was a child growing up. So, yeah, I think I'm just a better person in general and more empathetic.
And you got a Rolodex that could kill. I mean, you could die. Like, yeah, you could look at any state and just find at least someone you've met in that state, probably.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And if you look at my Facebook page, I think we're limited to like 5,000 friends or whatever. Yeah. And I would say I've met most of them.
Yeah. Oh, you have?
Most of them.
I got,
yeah,
like a boost. I don't know what my algorithm did, but I have met probably 10%.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I just got a boost one day. I like posted or I friended someone and then I went shot up to almost 5,000. You're 5,000?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I mean, I've had to delete a few people that I'm like, I don't know who they are, you know, I mean, but most of the part, yeah.
How's your DMs? Is it a hot mess in there?
Sometimes, yeah, but I get sometimes, but I try to be pretty good about responding to people and really getting back. I think
you're a hustler.
The community, I hands down feel like if you want to be happy and successful in life, be really good at communication.
That's my pet peeve. If I don't hear back from you, like, I don't know if that's linked up in my own personal shit, probably.
Be good at communication.
Holler at me.
Yes.
Even or if don't. Does that drive you crazy when no one responds?
Even if it's, hey, like, thanks, but we're not interested. Or
F off.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, I try not to be rude. Or
no, them to me.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, if people aren't interested, I respect that. I respect.
Yeah.
I try to respect boundaries. But if they are interested, let me know. And if you're not, you know. But I also try to respond to people and say,
yeah,
casting is over and so sorry that you applied too late.
And that's the thing you need to know. Right. Like, if we don't call you back, it's not because we don't love you. It's not because it wasn't great to come over your house and thank you for the cornbread and the mashed potatoes. But because I've had people cook for me, you know,
I
and
have
you have too, of
oh,
course, yeah,
absolutely.
But people get me out of the snow; it's hilarious. But which is, you know, I wrote a book, right?
No,
it's called Token Reality Book, Ratchet Roadtail of a Reality TV Producer.
I have to read this.
I know, but I gotta get it edited because I don't want to get sued because I'm spilling some tea.
Of course you are.
You have to.
That's your style.
I mean.
Because you're paid to judge people for a living.
I mean, I want to, but it's my tea, though. My adventures on the crazy, yeah, hot, ratchet mess on the road.
Names. Change the name.
I mean, I've told everyone. But yeah, there's a lady, like, thumbing it on the front cover. Because, okay, you have been towed in the snow in a production car. I've had cell phone. You've been you have horror stories, too.
Yeah, but, you know, we don't travel that much anymore like,
yeah,
we used to. We just do everything on the internet.
Like, yeah, which is smarter.
Yeah, now that you can find people on Facebook and Instagram and,
yeah,
now TikTok. I've actually been...
My wine partner talked... I got a TikTok now.
Oh, my God. I mean,
I can't keep up with
one,
that.
But it's just... The only thing that stinks is that you don't always know if they're in the U.S. You know, I wish,
yeah,
that you could be like, okay, I live in the United States. But I have recently been casting from TikTok.
Okay, we're going to get back into that. I've got a caller on the line. She's a startup brand. She just did some placement in our Oscar gifting suite. I told you I was doing these, like, gifting suites and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Let me see if she's still there. Let me get her on the line. Clarissa, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Are you having fun? Are you listening to this crazy show?
I am.
Are you? You're going to get so much fun.
It's been
tea.
Great.
Oh my gosh, you've been like silent like a mouse. Look at this. All right, you guys. So this is the gifting suite bag we did for the, you know they have like gifting suites all over LA during the award
shows. I've worked at these events.
You've done these, right? Yeah. This is my wine and wellness bag because you know it's got to be wine. Ever since Alicia's known me, she knows I sneak the wine in my sippy cup. Production's been stressful. You got to have a wine. Anyway, Rissa's on the line. This is Rissa's logo and design. She made the bag this year. Rissa, you've got one coming in the mail, girlfriend.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Tell everybody your name and the name of your brand and what you're doing.
Okay. My name is Clarissa Knighton. My brand is Rissa's Artistic Design. I have been designing jewelry for almost 13 years, and I've been a full-time designer for the last 2.5 years. I left my corporate America job after 19 years to really focus on my jewelry.
Welcome to the freelance hustler crew that we are, right?
Oh, yeah.
No regrets, though, right? You've left the corporate world behind?
No regrets.
Love it.
Oh, absolutely. No regrets whatsoever. I love it.
Well,
I love it.
It's a pleasure to meet you. I know I met you through my good friend Gregory Scott, and
yeah.
He's got like 5 names I can never remember, but tell us about your jewelry. I saw some of your pieces. What makes it unique? I don't have a piece here, but tell the listeners and the viewers about your pieces.
Sure, absolutely. My brand is, or my tagline is earthy, edgy, and elegant. So I have a lot of pieces that are earth elements, so it could have driftwood, oak, resin, anywhere to bike chain because I'm a cyclist.
Nice.
So I have pieces that have bike chain in them. And then I have pieces, again, that are just art pieces. My signature would be to all of my pieces that you can transform them from one wearing it with jeans and a t-shirt to an evening gown.
Alicia, did
and
you hear that?
I encourage... Yeah. Pardon?
Sounds amazing, actually. I'm dying to see some of your pieces.
And I encourage my clients to look at my work as art. So if you're not wearing it, to display it in your home as a piece of art.
I mean, to be like a Peloton fan, I mean, I love a spin class. And I love a Peloton. And you say you cycle, so you put pieces of the bike in the actual jewelry.
Yes. So I break apart bike chain.
Wow. The
regular pedal bicycle.
Okay.
If you look on my Instagram page or my website, you will see pieces that are of bike chain that I've broken it apart and either put a stone back in it or broken it apart and encompassed black onyx or crystals or whatever with it to create a statement piece.
This is insane, you guys. So check out Rissa's Instagram page for Facebook that's looking. If you are into biking, if you're into some unique pieces that you want to wear for art, if you're a fashion person and you want to have some of these items on your mannequin for a trade show, Rissa is your girl. I mean, what is exciting and coming up? We've got about another minute. What is coming up for you with Rissa's designs that you want people to know?
Well, with Rissa's Artistic Design, I am the next weekend, next Saturday in Omaha, Nebraska. I will be one of the featured designers. Rarely do you have a jewelry designer that is a featured designer. That will be me in Omaha. And then in the end of March, on March 28th, here in Kansas City, Missouri, I'm one of the featured designers in the Kansas City Fashion Week, which is a big fashion show as well.
Congratulations. I love what you're doing. It's super unique. And let's stay in touch because I'm sure there'll be Fashion Weeks in LA coming up, I think next month, actually, in a couple weeks. People, you know, producers like Alicia, that could wear your pieces. We definitely want to get some of your pieces on some models out here. And we really appreciate the partnership that you did with our gifting suite bag, and it's coming in the mail.
You're so welcome.
All
right. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And where can we find you? Can you give everybody your phone number, your plug, your email?
Absolutely. Clarissa, you can Google my name, Clarissa Knighton, and you will see lots of interviews on me. For my website, it is Rissas, R-I-S-S-A-S, Artistic Design. That's the same way you'll find me on social media, through Facebook, through Instagram as well. And then again, on my website, Rissa's Artistic Design, and you can purchase from my website.
We love it, Rissa. Thank you so much for calling in on this Sunday. I think we need to get you a piece.
I love that black and purple piece.
I love it too.
It's gorgeous.
Okay, we've got to find one for you. All right, so getting back to the casting craziness, Alicia, tell us what has been your most challenging show without getting in trouble. Maybe you can give us,
I have cast a few shows that are pretty difficult. I did a show called 24 to Life.
Oh.
It was a tough show.
Yeah.
It's a really tough show. And then there was a couple of pregnancy shows I did last year.
I remember the pregnancy show wore your ass down.
Oh, goodness.
International Oops, We Were Having a Baby show.
Yeah, I'm having a baby with somebody I met on vacation. I mean, it was just very...
I mean, you're asking people to pretty much say that they didn't use a condom or it
broke. Yeah, well, yeah, there's no hiding the baby. But it's just tough because baby don't wait, you know?
The baby don't wait.
You know, and it's finding the stories and then, you know, getting, you know, gearing up and everything and plenty of time before the baby's born. So yeah, it was. Those were.
How did that end for you? What was the source that got it done?
Oh, goodness, believe it or not, social media really helped.
Yep.
And I blasting on social media was really my saving grace because it's just about getting the word out.
You're relentless too, by the way. I'll be up on Facebook and I'll see your light on. I'm like, it's the same people. It's you. It's me. It's Bean, Vincent Bean. He's got insomnia.
Bean works a lot.
He works
Jackie,
a lot.
Jackie
P.
Jackie works around the clock.
Yeah.
Absolutely. She's a hardworking woman.
Shout out to Jackie Pittman. Party Pit.
Yeah.
The Party Pit.
And Pittman Casting.
And
yeah,
Pittman
she's
Casting.
Great.
She's the best. You guys are like besties.
Yeah, we're very good friends.
Didn't she make a show last year, 2 years ago? To Rome with Love, from her actual dating situation, where she went to Rome and found like a hot guy or something?
Well, she's created some pretty big shows. She created Next. You know that,
yeah,
right?
She's my boss before Calissa hired me.
Yeah, she created Next for MTV. And she also, To Rome for Love, which was on Bravo.
Yeah, which is huge.
And just a little background is that Jackie Pittman is a black woman, a very successful black woman, and she wanted to take five beautiful women to Rome to, you know, get them out of their comfort zone and meet some Italian men. So
Stallions.
I told her, I said, when are we going? So I went to Rome with her, and that was actually 2017, believe it or not.
Dude, it's 3 years already. I remember you and Marla and Omid. I was like, this is the fucking dream team. I would have loved to do that.
I did not know you knew Omid. He's great.
Love Omid.
Yeah, he's pretty great.
Where is he? I feel like he's never around.
I think he did some with Netflix recently.
Good for him.
And I think that's the last. I think he had a few shows at Netflix.
Shout out to Omid Kahangi putting up with me on the road in Houston. That was rough.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Sweet guy.
He's so sweet.
And he's former casting. Did you know that?
That's how I know him, girl. We went to your city together. He put up with me.
Oh, my God.
I woke up at the Houstonian one time with him.
Oh.
It was awesome. No, with that's where we... No, I'm not like that. Come on, now you know... Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I was like,
let me clean that up.
I got it.
No, we won't... Casting. I took a Benadryl, and then we were there, and it was casting a network, and it was really a great time. It was not like that. I don't think I've ever hooked up with anyone in casting.
No. Well, they're not a
ton. You don't do that, really.
There's not a ton of straight men.
That's what I mean. Right. I mean, maybe one.
There's not. There are. They exist.
Maybe some road skins.
They do exist, but not a ton. Yeah.
What's the craziest, like, bribe or present or something on the road that someone's given you to cast them for a show?
Well, I don't accept anything, but I have had somebody who had been on a show prior, a big show.
Huge.
This person had been on a big show, and they knew what great press it was to be on television, mm-hmm. and they offered me $50,000 to get them on another show. But the problem is...
I don't have my pearls on, or I'd clutch them.
I know. He, unfortunately, is too well-known, and so very often we're looking for fresh faces. So
That's true.
Trust me, I would have loved to take the 50 grand, but I've actually never taken a bribe. I can't.
Right. Not a bribe. I shouldn't say a gift, because a bribe would be ridiculous. Because we can't bribe the network to choosing anything.
No.
Anyway, we are just an extension. We have to sell the network on hiring us, and we have to sell the network on taking the people we cast.
Yeah.
So we're selling it on both ends, right?
The best way I describe my job is I'm a headhunter. You know,
you are.
You tell me what you want. I find it. I present you several options that I think are great.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the day, the network chooses who they want. So I don't, you know, if I thought he was the greatest thing ever, I mean, I can present him. But ultimately, if the network doesn't want him or anybody else,
I
have no say so. It's really, at the end of the day, who the big boss wants to hire.
That's true. And I think that, you know, you hit on something I forgot about, though, because, like, there is, like, a little, because we, you know, we say we got leads, we come in with our files in parentheses, and those same files, sometimes you're seeing the same people, and they don't like that. I forgot that they don't like so much visibility.
Yeah. One time people are like, what are your files? And that's fine for something that doesn't air, but when you want something that's airing most of the time, they do want fresh faces.
Yeah, and that's why you have to go to the Montanas. And what's the craziest city that you went to go casting, and you're like, what in the heck is going on? I mean, Alaska? Did you do the Alaska show?
I've never been to Alaska. I went to the Indy 500 to cast farmers during the Indy 500, which is...
That's a good call, though.
Well, it was...
Or the Kentucky Derby.
And I'll tell you why it wasn't a good move.
Oh.
Because everybody was wasted. And every time I'd see an attractive man with a cowboy hat, I'm like, are you a farmer? Are you a farmer? Are you and everyone's drunk, and of course everybody at that time is, yeah, I'm a farmer.
No, oh, I know.
It was not it was a waste of time, unfortunately. You
yeah
know, it was just, but it's just, you know,
but you always parlay into something. I mean, with social media, it's such a push where you don't have to go out there and really, like, dig into the soil like we used to.
Yeah. Thank God for social media. But
thank
remember
God.
How we used to have 3-6 months to cast stuff? Now we have like 3 weeks.
3 weeks. Well, because somebody around the way, I don't know who did it, they did it so fast. The EPs got wind of it, and they're like, well, F it. If they could do it, let's do it that fast.
It's just not always that easy.
It's not always that easy. In my book, I talk about getting hired on, let's just call it a Wednesday night, and Thursday morning, I'm meeting a team with equipment and like a manila folder full of petty cash.
Yeah.
And the, you know, the people at LAX will look at me like I'm crazy. Because, you know, you've got... Like, here's your money, sign for it. It's, like, insane.
Yeah.
Have you had something that fast before where you're kind of replacing someone and they've got 1 week left?
I don't know. I mean, I tend to be, like, a fixer kind of person.
Yeah.
I've been a fixer.
I've been a fixer, too.
A fixer,
yeah.
But, again, I mean, I just don't travel like I used to. Like,
yeah.
It's been a long time. But, you know, like, more, that was more so when I was in production and a producer than I was in casting.
I'm so glad you're here. It feels like a cup of noodle soup. I'm like, oh my God, delicious here. It feels familiar.
Yeah, it's been a long time. I've known you a long time. And then what show did we do together? Did we 13?
I was going to say, it's the Sam Raimi. So Sam Raimi, the horror king, we love him. He teamed up with WB to do a reality, like a horror reality show. And I think, was it WB or 13?
It was, well, 13 Fear It's Real. And they had just changed their name to CW.
Yep, it was CW.
And the executive producer was somebody from Survivor named Jay Beanstock.
Yep, we know Jay Beanstock.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah, and, he's dope.
It was like Survivor in a scary location. But we took these young kids and we put them out in New Orleans. Was it New Orleans?
I think, well, you went to New Orleans to go do casting. Patrick and I went to South Florida, to Cocoa Beach.
Yeah, I went to, where did I go? I had L.A. and, no, I got moved to Philadelphia.
Oh, that's right, because you know that area anyway.
Yeah.
Well, someone did go to, they did shoot New Orleans, but it's like Fear, it's like, oh, what's that one with?
Melanie had New Orleans.
Yeah.
And Dallas. She had Dallas.
Yeah.
That's right.
We spread it out to find and so we had the classics. We had the cheerleader, we had the football player, we had the jock, we had the Ivy League student, like you did your...
Max model. I remember we had
Max
that.
Yeah.
We had it all.
It was really fun. So tell people what you're casting for right now, how to get a hold of you, and how to stand out in the crowd, besides being a twin.
You know what I always tell people? Like, people always think it's about a look. And, like, sometimes it is about a look, but most... And it never hurts to be attractive. But honestly, my number one thing that I'm looking for is an opinion. I can love your opinion, and that's good for TV, and I can hate your opinion, and that's good for TV. It's when you have no opinion that you're not good for TV. But right now, I'm casting two different shows. Right now, one is LA in Southern California only. I'm looking for people with a broken heart.
Ooh.
You know, broken heart, and we want to help you fix that broken heart. That'll be filming in LA this March through May, approximately. So if you are interested, you must be at least 18 years old. You can email us at castingbrokenhearts@gmail.com. Again, people with broken hearts, age 18 and up.
What's the cap on the age? We're not discriminating, but there is a cap because there's some type of matching involved, perhaps.
I mean, I'd say, you know, 55-ish. I mean, but again, great stories. If you're a great story, I'll consider you no matter what.
Meaning what? Give them an example of, like, if you had an interesting life, if you're bringing...
We've dealt with everything from, like, divorce to... We have a guy, you know, we talked to recently who was in a plane crash and his friend was killed. I mean, it's just, you know, we are looking for people who are, you know, going through some serious heartbreak. It could be a loss. It could be... You know, their spouse cheated on them and anything like that. We're looking for real stories and people that we can root for to be taking steps in the right direction of healing their heart. So that's one show. Then I'm also casting nationwide identical twins.
Yeah.
You age 28 to 42. You must both be single.
You have to be single. We had some cool twins. You actually knew them.
Oh, yeah. I do know them. I went to school with them.
That's wild.
But they weren't both single. That's the only problem.
They're gorgeous. What are you going to do?
They were cool. They were really cool. But yeah, if you're identical female twins, age 28 to 42, you can go to castingtwins.com. That is literally the application. If you have questions and you want to email me, my email is alicia@castingtwins.com. And my first name is spelled like Alicia Keys, so it's A-L-I-C-I-A. @castingtwins.com. And again, age 28 to 42, both must be single. We don't care if you're divorced, by the way. Divorce is fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. Just can't be in a relationship, can't be married.
What's your dream heartbreak scenario? Because I'm guessing on the back end, you might do some fun stuff to help them heal, right? So what would be this, you know, a dream storyline of their heartbreak, perhaps? In Singapore on the honeymoon or something like that?
I don't really have one story that I'm looking for. We do want a variety. You know, some stories are, you know, we have a girl who applied, her husband, she's a mother of three kids, and her husband just dropped dead, you know, 9 months ago.
Damn it.
But again, you know, he was perfectly healthy otherwise. So she doesn't, you know, her entire life's about her children. And
that sucks, man.
I totally understand, but she doesn't know how to put herself first.
Together. Yeah.
So that she can be the best mom she can be. She's just making them the priority, which, I mean, God help her. I mean, God love her too.
Yeah.
She's just, you know, my heart. I mean, I was crying when I interviewed her. She's just lovely and amazing.
She's just always been a mom, never really worked or anything?
No, she's worked.
She can actually work.
She's actually somebody who's been in production before, and she's amazing. And I kind of want to give her a job because I mean, my heart is sinking for her. But, you know, we want people who just need help, you know, making that first step in the right direction to be the best person they can be.
Okay, so you broken hearts out there, it is post-Valentine's Day.
It is.
So if you were left out on Valentine's Day for whatever reason, Alicia is your savior today. What would be, so they're going to be in L.A. for taping if they were picked?
Yeah.
And what's the week commitment? It's
10 days spread out over about 2 or 3 months, and we'll work with your schedule.
That's good.
And you are paid if you're on the show.
So you get like a stipend and you're sequestered. You're doing the sequestering?
No sequestering. We're going to do home follows. You can do your job and you'll be paid to be on the show if you're cast.
So you're getting paid to mend your heart. I mean, that's a win-win. I think you're going to get flooded with a lot of...
Absolutely. And it's for the entire season. So you're going to appear more than once.
Pitch your number or your email one more time.
Okay. So for the broken hearts, it's castingbrokenhearts@gmail.com. And for identical twins, again, women age 28 to 42, it is alicia@castingtwins.com.
Great. Can the twins be, they have to be continental US or can they be like,
They have to have the right to work in the United States. So they either have to have a green card, they have to be citizens, they have to have a work visa, something. Mm-hmm. But they have to. We need Americans for the most part.
Okay, Canada now.
And not unless they have a work visa.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good. We've got some twins. Maybe you need to call the Census Department and see what you could probably.
I know, talk them into it. That would be amazing.
Sorry.
If I could get a contact there, that would be
Holler,
great.
Where's your LexisNexis login?
Remember that? Oh my gosh.
That was Matt casting magic.
Was it?
Don't you think? We used it on the courtroom. Didn't you do the courtroom show with me?
I think I was a producer back then, but court. Oh, I just got approached about a new court show and a new adventure show.
You need to call me. I'm always available for leads.
By the way, if y'all want to follow me, I post all my casting leads on Instagram and Facebook, and it's Damn Good Casting.
Get it? Alicia Good is damn good.
Just follow me. I post all my casting notices and often some of my friends' stuff, too. So,
what's the scariest casting experience you've had on the road? Like something that was just, or just like, wow, what strange or scary or kind of odd or anything kind of out of the ordinary that you...
I mean, I think I want to, I don't want to offend anybody.
Don't say the name of the show, but just like...
I mean, I've been called to go to the boonies where people can't afford computers, and I was a little nervous as a single woman.
Yeah.
You know, and there are some countries that I was worried about being a single woman, that they just don't treat women equally.
Right.
That I'm just like, I don't know if that's a good idea unless I had like a male companion with me, because it's just...
Activate the chip in your neck.
You know, there's just a few places that have just made me like, I kind of would like a bodyguard.
But that's true. But no, that's true. You know, it does get a little hectic and a little crazy out there. And having a male counterpart, I remember, you know, Lawrence would always travel with me in the early days. And I would have a guy, I would request a guy to be with me. Because, and also the equipment back. Remember the equipment?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Camera equipments and tripods and audio kits. And
we've really like shrunk down these days.
No, it's all Skype. Skype and FaceTime.
So I was working on a show with Miss Cass.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember I was in New York and we were doing a phone call, and we were right when the video call was starting to happen. And I was typing and video calling and interviewing all at the same time. It was insane. Right when it was starting to pick up.
By the way, she's great radio from what I understand.
I should have her on. She's so busy. She's doing Big Brother, right?
Forever and ever, yes.
Good for her.
Yes.
Shout out to Robin Cass. I love you, girl. And yeah, and Big Brother, shout out to that.
Right. She's killing it.
She's doing it. And I know, where were you when Kobe passed away, by the way? How sad.
I woke up, I was in my apartment, and I got a text, and I had a funeral service for a friend who works in production that same day. And I felt so bad because we were all like in such a fog.
It felt like a fog.
Complete fog.
Which, not to be silly about it, but like that morning I flew out of LAX at 6 a.m. and landed in Tacoma, in Seattle. Yeah. And there was fog. I'm surprised we even got to take off.
Yeah. And, you know, so right before I moved to L.A., I was actually living in Philadelphia. And I remember all over the news, there was this kid, Kobe Bryant. And I was like, who? And I remember they were like, and Kobe Bryant is taking Brandy to prom.
Yes, I remember that.
And I was like, I remember like going, who is this kid Kobe? And thinking at the time, like going, he's going straight to the NBA. Like, he should go to college. And I'm like, actually, I'm like, now that I'm older, I'm like, no, thank God he went straight to the NBA. You can always go back to college. His career was longer because he went straight to the NBA.
Lower Merion, right?
Lower Merion High School, yeah.
Yeah, my homegirl, Lainey Strauss, she was my first guest here. She has a production company called Lower Merion Production.
Ah,
so nice. She's from that area.
Yeah,
as well.
It's a pretty area.
Gosh, well, yeah, it was definitely a foggy day. It was definitely, it still hurts. It still hurts, right?
His service is tomorrow morning.
Are you going to go?
I mean, is it open to anybody?
Yeah, I think the 24th. It's the 24th.
Tomorrow's
the
24th. At 9 a.m.
Yikes. It's going to be a lot of people.
It's going to be a lot of people. I mean, I'm sure people are going to be camping out just to get in.
Yeah. So, all right, guys, we're going to do some pitching on some of these brands. I want to give you an insight on some of the Oscar gifting suite people that were there. We had Circus Man, TixLover.com. You can get discount tickets for concerts.
Nice.
Concierge RN, Michael Solberg Family Wines, Donna Leia Brand, which I'm wearing one of her gloves today. She's a designer from Miami. Hilton Society. And then we have some of our brands on the back. We have To Be Human, Psychotherapy, Lucky Gent. He's a fashion brand. Archery Jewelry from Bali. Rissa's Artistic, which we just spoke with her. Party Light, Mandy's Candles. Old Comadre Candles. Pink Lucy Lux is a fashion. Do you need a gown for anything? She makes like premier gowns. It's amazing. Pacific and Pines, they do custom like hats and sweatshirts. Hands Off Baby Bottle, which I want to actually tell you guys about this. Do you know anyone that has a baby recently?
I mean, I'm in my late 40s. Not a ton of people.
I know. Well, no, but we're the same age, dude.
I know, but...
You're yeah, but nieces, nephews. Well, anyway, there's a lot of babies being born in the world. we need to... I know. This is called Hands Off. I didn't even know this was a problem. So if you know someone that's had a baby, you can wrap this around the baby bottle, and the baby controls how much milk that they're taking in, or juice or water. Because kids drown. Because they don't have their motor skills to take the bottle. If they're laying down, they just drown. There's kids that have died from that.
Oh my God, that's awful.
I want to cry. So this is a little grip, and they just put their hands on it, and they can move it. So they're going to go to Shark Tank. I think they're going to win, and I'm happy to be able to feature this at the event. So that's what that is. And we got some other brands here. Amore Nicole. I'm wearing an Amore Nicole wig right now. Tokimi Health is CBD dog gummies and things. BB's Pure Heaven and Hell. I know you like a good barbecue, right? Some good seasoning?
I'm from the South.
All right. Well, take that home and put that on some ribs or whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's from Texas. Regan First Medical, which is actually, I have, she's a sponsor. This is a gift from Regan for you. You have $200 towards an O shot, which is an orgasm shot, or $100 towards a vampire.
What exactly is this?
The O and the P shot. So it's a vaginal shot. Come on, Alicia. It's a lot of foot. Come on. This is Orange County. You know those girls stay on top of it, right? Have you had the vampire yet?
I don't even know what that is.
Okay. The vampire facial is when they take some blood out of you.
Okay.
And then they put it on your skin, on your face.
Uh-huh.
And it's supposed to rejuvenate your skin.
Okay.
So are you going to come out to Newport and get that done?
It's only if I can videotape it and put it on TikTok or
you
something.
You got it. Let's do it. Halloween come early. You heard it here first. And that's from Regan First Medical. And Dr.
Let's do it.
Dr. Bayard is Charlena Bayard. She's awesome. And then last but not least, Speak Thunder Galleries. I got a really great painting from him. He's got some unique techniques. So that's everybody that was in the bag. And thanks again for all these brands, okay? We've got more coming. So, and then I'm going to talk to you guys next week about New York. I did New York Fashion Week bags as well. Thank you for...
Oh, my God.
I'm hustling. It's good.
I love it. Can I come next time with you?
Hell yeah. You know I need help.
I went to Paris Fashion Week. It was pretty amazing.
Bonjour, oui, oui.
Yes. I was a guest of Chloe.
I saw you went to Paris. Really?
Chloe. Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah, they gave us cars, service, everything.
I love it. Can you open this up for me right here, this box?
Yep.
Oh, Comadre candle. You're going to leave with a lot of cool stuff. You came on the right day.
Yes, I did.
So hold up. When you open it up, we're going to hold up the brand.
Oh, what is this?
Yeah, take it out. It's the candle. So, Oh Comadre candle, she's actually a nurse, and she does this candling part-time to kind of balance the craziness of nursing. And it actually, shout out to Oh Comadre candles.
I feel like I'm making too much noise.
No, it's fine. Let's check out this candle. It's pretty.
Let me just try to rip this open.
Look how pretty that is.
That's beautiful.
Let's open that bad boy up. You guys, if you haven't followed me already, please do that, okay? On Instagram, it's Monique Laray Stinson. Monique, MoniqueLoreStinson. Cap Aquarius Media is the media brand that we use.
Oh, it's a screw top.
Oh, that's cute. What's it smell like?
Oh, it smells great. And it's got a cute little label.
Let's see.
With a little Day of the Dead.
It is, right? Look at that, guys. All right. So check out our candles. They're very affordable. They're great gifts for Easter and anything you've got going. And I like the little piece on the top. It's really like a classy look. Give a shout out to Party Light. She's also, I wanted to get candle brands this time, and I got two. So I got lucky.
Candles are good.
She's got all kinds of candles here that you can, you know, you can throw a candle party. So reach out to Mandy Smithley at 714-269-5817 if you want that. And we've got all kinds of stuff. This is on the Cap Aquarius Media page. All right, so tell us, what is your goal for this year for casting and production? Are you working on any, like, personal projects? But you don't have to tell us about... Because you want to keep it to, you know.
I have a huge new show that I'm just waiting to be greenlit, but I don't think I can mention it
yet.
No,
don't mention it. Yeah.
Well, I will speak generally.
Yes,
it is it is the next big adventure show, which will probably be as big as Survivor Amazing Race. Actually, probably more like Amazing Race.
I love an Amazing Race.
But I saw it, and it's so badass.
Really?
Am I allowed to say that?
Yes, we can fucking curse on here. It's a .com. Alicia, how do you think I got my hot mess ass on here?
Like,
there's no like.
It's a badass show.
We've got like. It's a there's porn stars show. On this channel.
It's a badass new show. I'm very excited. I'm just waiting for the green light. So
love it.
So that's like my big new thing.
I'm excited for you.
You know, I don't know.
Because you worked with Bear before. I remember you posted something with Bear Grylls.
I've done
badass.
A few shows with Bear Grylls.
Damn. Mm-hmm. That would be so dope.
One was for Facebook, and one was a little thing for the NBC one.
Yeah.
So Bear's, you know, he's great. He's cool. His team's amazing. And
okay.
Yeah, I'm really, and it's fun. I love doing adventure shows, and this show is actually with the same people.
Good. Well, yeah. You do a good job. And that's kind of the nature of our business. If you do really good on one show, you get referred and you kind of just get swept up in the vortex of it all.
Yeah, I mean, I have some people who hire me for everything, and I'm very, very lucky.
You are. You do a good job.
Thank you.
Yeah, I remember you're welcome. I remember when, like, you, me, and Patrick were working
it was
together,
fun.
And then we had, like, contests.
I know, it was fun.
It was fun because I would get aggressive, though, because I don't like to lose. I ran hurdles, so I apologize if I got a little aggressive.
You were funny. You were funny. You were funny. Like,
I'm not going to lose.
Endless entertainment with this one right
I
here.
I mean.
They were like, park in the far, far, far parking lot. We don't care who you are. And you were like, uh-huh. And you would park right in front.
Did I?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You're like, do you know who I am?
Oh, my God. Did I do that?
Yes.
A hot mess.
You had a Jeep at the time.
Oh, and, yeah. My
and
little
you used
Jeep.
To park right in front. They're like, you need to park in the parking lot. You're like, mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Because it's a long walk.
We actually
Is that what you remember?
We were on the lot that
CBS.
Was, and there was this tiny little patch of grass, and they're like, that's what they used for Seinfeld. That we filmed on the lot for Seinfeld.
There's a CBS?
It was
off Colfax?
It was CBS Radford.
Oh, Radford. Yeah, but that was the only parking spot, Alicia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, girl. Did I move my car?
I think maybe once.
Oh, God. Did I always get in trouble?
Yes, but you would always act like you hadn't heard it before.
Oh, God. What a diva.
You're,
oh, well.
Yeah.
You've known me since my 20s, though. Like, I've grown up a little bit. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get towed. It's not worth it. Oh, my gosh. It's so good to see you. So, all right. What else do you want to plug? You've got some more stuff you want to plug?
I would just say literally follow me because the minute my other show gets announced, I'm going to put it on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. And
How long do you think that casting is going to go for? At least a month, right?
Oh, gosh, at least.
For an adventure show?
It's a big show.
Yeah.
It's a big show. And so, if you want to be on the next Amazing Race Survivor level show, it's going to be huge.
You always do huge shows.
Yeah, they're getting bigger, though.
I miss Rebel Millionaire.
What's Rebel Millionaire?
Sir Richard Branson?
Oh, I don't think, have I ever seen it? It's so sad. I work in television and
I don't even watch our show.
I don't watch.
I only save, I take like a screenshot of the credits.
I watch CNN.
Oh, girl, don't even get us started on that.
I do. That's what I watch.
I needed a break from that.
I mean, I've been working every day to like 1 a.m. lately. So I sometimes turn on CNN.
Yeah. So let me take this opportunity to plug what's coming up next. We still have some questions for Alicia and some things we want to plug and talk about. But I have some things coming up. We have the Fuck Cancer Heroes Gala. Demi Lovato will be performing.
Wow.
And Scooter Braun is part of the committee. And I'm doing the swag bag for that.
Nice.
So if you have a brand, if you have a brand and you want some exposure, I'm doing 450 swag bags.
Wow.
For that. Mm-hmm. So if you want to do a little starter placement, that's a good way to do it. That's on March 28th. Also, we've got some other things coming up. Oh, we have the reality TV. You know, there's a reality TV awards.
I did know about that.
So
you did.
I got a story about that. But we're doing the gifting suite and swag bags for that. So if you guys want to do that, holler at me, Capricorn and Aquarius Media @gmail.com, and you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everywhere. Or you can call me. Find my number and call me. And we'd love to have you. Do you have any startup brands that want some exposure? I'm sure you do. You know everybody.
I'll give some thought and let you know.
Yeah, we should team up. You would be killer on this like brand placement stuff.
Probably.
She's dope.
Probably.
Well, we're going to have some more call-ins, but I guess people got busy, and it is a Sunday. But I want to give a shout-out to some of my brands that are supporting this channel. You guys, if you want to support this channel, you can find me on PayPal. It's under MoniqueIncorporated@gmail.com, and it's spelled all the way out. So if you want to send me some coins, I mean, we love that, right? We'd love some coin.
I'm happy to send you my Venmo number.
Yes, give me some Venmo money, too. It's Wine a Little Mo.
Oh.
Of course it is, right?
I love it.
Yes, it's just Wine a little, and then M-O-E, if you want to find me there, because I'm a wino, and I say that on every show. All right, to my sponsors, Regan First Medical, where Alicia is going to get her vampire facial and her orgasm shot, because you don't need help with that, but I think a vampire facial would be kind of cool.
As long as we can film it.
We're going to have to film it.
Let's do it.
Call Dr. Sherlina Boyard, and you can reach Maria. She's a contact there at 949-677-7960. They are happy to welcome you with some sexual health and some, you know, latest with skin care. I'm going to go and get this done, whatever. You know, like the wrinkles or whatever?
You do not have wrinkles.
Girl, what the hell?
Well, you're younger than me. I think you're a little younger than me.
I'm 42. I just turned 42 last month.
Oh, yeah. You're definitely younger than me.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you're right. We're in the same wheelhouse. That word.
Yeah.
The wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Okay. Michael Solberg Family Wines. my wine partner, Leah Solberg, second generation. She makes amazing cabs. Her cabs are got 5% Merlot in it, and the Merlot has 5% cab, so it's a hybrid, not a blend. And she can be found on michaelsolbergfamilywines.com. Nadira Healing Art, she is a reader. She'll read your future. And she's from Oregon. She's really, really sweet. She'll be out here for some things. Her number is 503-812-7376. And Control-Alt-Gin, if you want to restart your life, she's a traveling ER nurse that will help you start your life. So it's Control-Alt, like Control-Alt-Delete, but it's Control-Alt-Gin. Her number is 605-376-1656. And so you could get wine, a facial, a reading, and start your life over with some of my sponsors.
Fantastic.
What are you going to do after this, Alicia? What's your weekend, the rest of your weekend looking like?
I'm probably going to do some work. I've got to book some people for some auditions this week. Yeah. And then I'm trying to rent out my property, so I've got to go work on that, too. So it's just spreading myself.
Do you want to plug your property?
Well, it's on Airbnb, and I don't know if you can't rent Airbnbs for the most
part
in LA.
Talk to me about that. Okay. Tell me about what happened.
Okay, so I was doing very well with Airbnb. My house is near the Hollywood Bowl. Great location for tourism. And the city of LA felt like there was a shortage of housing, which I understand. But they basically killed off, I don't know, at least 90% of Airbnbs. So now I can only rent 30 days or longer. But I'm probably going to move my dad into the house, so I just don't want to rent it out right now unless somebody just wants to rent it for a month.
So is it what's the breakdown? Two bedroom, two bath. Okay.
And it's literally walking distance to the Hollywood Bowl, Hollywood Perfect. Highland. You can get on the, you can be at Warner Brothers in 5-10 minutes maybe.
How much you asking up there? Reach out to her, she'll tell you. Right?
Yeah, DM me. It's not cheap, but it's in the Hollywood Hills, which is prime real estate.
You also rent it out for like shoots, I heard. I saw some of your posts about some people causing a ruckus, but you're open to shoots, right?
I've had filming there.
If you are looking for a photo shoot, if you're a fashion designer or a brand that needs a beautiful location, or you need it for a production, or you're doing porn, Alicia is your girl.
I don't know. You know, it's a duplex. I don't know if I really want, you know, to be respectful for my neighbors.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't personally care, but, you know, out of respect for my neighbors, I probably don't know if I'd want to have the oohs and the ahs.
We're in the valley. I just thought.
This is true.
You know,
I once worked for a production company that did a lot of stuff with porn. And I will say this. The porn people are the nicest people.
You know what? They're relaxed. How could they not be nice? They just had a few orgasms.
They were very.
And they're getting paid.
They were some of the nicest people I've ever talked to. They were very nice people.
I love them.
They were very nice people. For the most part, very nice people.
And we know their status, so it's all good. For that shoot, anyway.
Yeah, they were very nice people.
I love it. Well, listen, I'm so glad you made time for me. I know you're doing 85 things. Good luck on your shows.
Thank you.
Come back. Will you come back and give us some, like, updates on what you're casting?
Absolutely.
All right, you guys. Alicia Good is in the house. And I think, you know, we're going to be back next week. I've got some interesting guests coming in. We've got some stuff coming out. We're going to address the AB5.
What's that?
What's the law, the freelancer thing?
Tell me.
What do you mean? I thought you knew about this.
I don't.
The freelance thing? It started with, like, Lyft? Freelancers?
Okay.
I thought you sent me an invite to be on it.
No.
It's some kind of, like, new rule about freelancing.
Oh, goodness.
Oh,
Is it going to kill our industry?
I don't... Listen, I'm trying to get people to tune in next week.
Okay.
How do you not know about this? You know about everything.
I don't know.
I swore you sent me something. You're in a group. What do you mean?
I don't know.
All right, so the freelancers, you know, she's doing so many things. It's cool.
But I'm going to have to tune in for sure, though.
Yes, but the AB5, it started with the Lyft and the Uber drivers, and it's like state law, and, you know, if you're a freelancer or a gigger, it changes how you get paid and how you're taxed somehow. I'm not an expert at it, but I have friends that are literally melting down over this, and there's like a group. And it does affect a lot of us freelance people. So I'm going to have an expert in here next weekend, next Sunday at 4 o'clock Pacific. And we're going to talk about that. And we're going to get to the heart of it. So
good.
I hate to. Now you're going to.
Now I have to tune in and make sure I'm listening to what's going on.
I know, right? Okay, you guys. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. And again, find me on Instagram, Monique Lorray Stinson, L-O-R-E. It's just abbreviated for Lorraine, Monique, L-O-R-E, Stinson. And, you know, if you want to be on this show, if you want to be a sponsor, email me. We would love to have you on. If you have brands that you want featured at events, we can cover that. And Yeah, you're going to come to the Reality Awards gifting suite?
Sure.
You should come with me. I think you would love it.
Why not?
I mean, you already made out. You've got some BB's Heaven and Hell seasoning.
You have the name.
I know. You've got... All right, you guys. Well, listen, what will you start up today? Thank you for tuning in. And Alicia, you have anything else you want to say?
Just follow me. And if you want to be considered for castings, if you have questions about castings, I will actually respond to you.
She will actually respond.
I will respond. I will happily give you advice. You know, just, you know, and sometimes I'll point you in the right direction. And, you know, I don't know if I can write a whole, you know, chapter on what to do, but I might put you in the right direction if I can.
Do you have any like scripted stuff too that you're working on?
I haven't done anything scripted lately, but I have done hosts and experts and things like that. But yeah. Scripted, it's probably been a little over a year since I've done something scripted.
Okay, good.
But things change. You never know in this business.
She's got some hookups. So tune in to what Alicia's Network is doing and mine as well. And we'll see you next week and we'll address the AB5 law and see if we can get some answers. Have a good Sunday. What will you start up today?
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique LeRae, only on LA Talk Radio.